broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Monday, kicking off your work week, August 23rd. 2021. 17 and a half minutes past the hour. I hope everybody enjoyed our broadcast Friday from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Had a lot of fun over there with Angie Evers and Ken and Mary, and Glenn Coble was over there, and Mary Ellen Withrow. We just had a ton of fun over there, and I hope everybody enjoyed that broadcast. And here we are back in the studio on Monday. And, you know, in a way, I'm glad we're back in the studio because we are in those crazy, hazy, lazy dog days of summer here in the month of August that tend to happen. It seems to always happen this way. June and July are what they are, but we get to this point in August, the kids get back to school, and then we have these awful, humid, 90-degree days that are just miserable. Nobody wants to be outside, but here they are, and away we go. Now, this morning, I'll tell you, it was kind of odd this morning. Well, maybe not too odd in a way, but, you know, I got up this morning, and it was just one of those mornings where I could not get motivated. I could not get moving. Now, I don't know if it's because I had somewhat of a busy weekend, or maybe it's because of the heat, but things were just not moving all that fast this morning, and thank goodness for a long obituary report, because it allowed me to still make it here before the start of the show. Now, one thing that I do want to bring up from this past weekend, being at the Bratwurst Festival, which I do thank the people at the Bratwurst Festival for treating us very, very nicely and just having a lot of fun over there, but there were a lot of people over there. I don't know what the count is. They say that 100,000 people visit the Bratwurst Festival in the course of the 3 days that it's on. I would tend to believe that. But one thing that was a little offsetting about it was it's an outside event, but there were all those people there. The weather was very nice, and we continue to watch the COVID numbers go up. Now, I don't know if there'll be any correlation over in Crawford County or here in Marion County because of the Bratwurst Festival, but I can certainly tell you that the masks were not there. And what is bothersome about this, we could have events like this, but our vaccination rates stay below 50% in this county. And I think that's what's causing the huge problem and also the highly contagious nature of this Delta variant. So, again, people are free to believe whatever they want to believe, and people are also free to do whatever they want to do, but we'll see what happens. And we're starting to hear all these people who have had the vaccine who are getting sick. Now, the good news is that it's a small percentage compared to the people who are unvaccinated. The unvaccinated people, I think, are still at 96, 97, 98%, and the people who are vaccinated are still maybe 2% of make up the people who are getting the Delta variant of COVID-19. But it still can happen, and at this point, I think everybody's just trying to be safe as time goes on. But that's showbiz, I guess. In any event, Phone lines are open. If you got anything to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can talk about anything on your mind. Now, one of the things I would like to add, because I was not here on Friday, and last Thursday we had a very interesting program, to say the least, that kind of trickled over from Wednesday. But as you know, not only is this Marion, Ohio's favorite radio program, this is also Boston's favorite radio program. But I got to tell you a story about this. I got to tell you a story about this whole thing that happened last week with the podcast that was calling in from Boston. So as you know, they called in Wednesday. They called in live on the air asking questions about Bill Cosby. And then on Thursday morning, it got worse. We had people trying to do voices. I really don't know how many people called in on Thursday morning. Some people were doing impressions, lying about who they were, comedy, you know, they did what they did. Now, here's the thing. Thursday night, I was not going to listen to this podcast because I had been a part of it. You know, I know what I had said, and that was that, and there was really no reason to listen to it. But I do have to say that somebody I know listened to it, and they said, well, you ought to listen to it. So I was waiting in the car at, I think it was McDonald's. I was waiting in the line at McDonald's, and the person put the podcast on. Now, I will say this. I did laugh at points. You know, the thing about it is, so many podcasts I hear now, or hear about, are vulgar, and they're demeaning, and that's not funny to me. And some people just think they're comedians, and they're just not. It's just not funny. But I will have to say, there were points where I laughed at this podcast. Where the beginning, I don't know how many minutes they spent on me, maybe 10, 15 minutes, I don't know, something like that. But it was funny, so it's okay. There was nothing horrible in there that I thought was awful. So, you know, my hat's off to people trying to do good things in the broadcast industry. I think podcasts are part of the broadcast industry. I think the problem with podcasts, to be honest with you, are people are not consistent, or they just don't know what they're doing. As I say, some try to be very vulgar and very negative, and, you know, that's just not funny to me. And I don't want to listen to negativity constantly, day in, day out, day in, day out. But if I can laugh at this one, which, you know, they were essentially making fun of the interview, you know, that's okay. You've got to be able to laugh at yourself. And so, you know, good for them that they did what they did and made it funny, and that's okay by me. So there you go. That's my story on that one. 25 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here and we can talk about whatever is on your mind. I know a lot of people were not happy last week. I got a lot of emails about the Family Feud being interrupted as we tried to do that last week during the, Thursday episode. So maybe we'll try to get back to that this morning, because I really have nothing on the particular agenda this morning that would stop us from doing that. So let's give this a shot here. We have never gotten through the original category yet. Now, this is the category that we've been doing now for about 3 weeks. Name something snowmen might have nightmares about. Now, the answers we have are the sun, heat, rain, snowplows, snowballs, and dogs. There are only two answers left. What might they be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are the two answers left that we do not have yet? Now remember the category again. Name something snowmen might have nightmares about. I know it's a bizarre category, but it is our category this morning, and we'd love to finish this off so we can move to the next category. But what would a snowman be afraid of, have nightmares about, essentially is the question here. 740-383-9944. Again, the answers we have are the sun, we have heat, we have the rain, we have a snow plow, we have snowballs, and we have a dog. So what are the two answers that we do not have as of yet here on WWGH? Go ahead, caller.
Rain?
Rain, we have rain. Rain is number four on the list.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Rain is number four on the list. We do have rain. Now, again, the answers we have the sun, we have heat, we have the rain, we have a snow plow, we have snowballs, we have a dog. There are two answers left. They are the number three and number six answer. If you were a snowman, what might you have nightmares about? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Milk and sugar?
Not milk and sugar. Not milk and sugar. If you were a snowman, what is something you might have nightmares about? A snowman would have nightmares about what? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
The snowman would melt.
Melt. Now this is, we're getting close here. So what would make a snowman melt?
The weather.
Right. The weather's good. What type of weather would cause a snowman to melt?
Bad weather.
We're close. It's a type of weather that they're having a lot of in California right now.
Fires.
Not fires. Well, they are having fires, but they've had a bigger problem with this other thing.
I don't know.
Keep thinking. Now, that's very close to the correct answer. Because a snowman certainly wouldn't like this type of weather. What is something a snowman would have a nightmare about? Now we've got the sun, heat, rain, snowplow, snowballs, and dogs. Two answers left. 740-383-9944. Name something snowmen might have nightmares about. Now, one of the answers does have to do with weather. It's a type of weather that a snowman would certainly not like. Go ahead, caller.
A drought.
A drought. That's right. A drought is number six on the list. Thank you. Yes, a drought shows up at number six on the list. So now we've only got one answer left. Name something a snowman might have nightmares about. We've got the sun, fire, rain, all kinds of stuff here. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I was going to say a heat wave.
Well, not a heat wave, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not a heat wave, but a good guess. Name something a snowman might have nightmares about. One answer left on the list. Now remember, we've got sun, fire, rain, a snowplow, a drought, snowballs, and a dog. What is the one answer that we would be missing here this morning? One answer left that we would love to be able to finish up this category with. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383. Boy, our microphone did some funny things there, didn't it? Whoa, let's work on the microphone here. 740-383-9944. What is the answer? Let's give it a shot here and see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Hailstorm?
Not a hailstorm. Not a hailstorm. What would it be? 740-383-9944. 7403839944. That's 7403839944. Something a snowman would have nightmares about. One answer left. What would that be? Does anybody know what it is? If you were a snowman, what would you have nightmares about? 7403839944. And just a little update, the atomic clock here in the studio, not the new one, but the old one, has went crazy again. For whatever reason, maybe it's heat. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hot chocolate?
Not hot chocolate, but I'll tell you what, it is a household item. Not hot chocolate, but it is a household item. What would something, what would a snowman be afraid of that would be in your household? A household item. 7403839944. Let's see if this person knows the answer here. Go ahead, caller.
How about salt?
Not salt. That's a good guess, though. Not salt, but it is a household item. Name something a snowman might have nightmares about. 7403839944. 33 minutes past the hour on this hazy, lazy dog day of summer. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a hair dryer.
A hair dryer. You got it. Blow dryer is what they say, but that'll work.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, we did get hair dryer and blow dryer. Yes, that was the... Oh, let's see if this person's got an answer here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Never mind.
Okay, thank you. All right, so taking that category away after quite a long time, name something snowmen might have nightmares about. The sun, heat, blow dryers, rain, snowplow, drought, snowballs, and dogs. Okay, that category is finally gone. Now let's move on to the next category here, which looks like a fun one. We should have a lot of fun with this category. This category has six answers. Name a common candy bar component. Does anybody know this? Six answers. Does anybody know? Name a common candy bar component. 7403839944, a common candy bar component. Much easier category here, I think, than the ones we've had before. A common candy bar component. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
In keeping with the current state of the world, Scott, I will say nuts.
Nuts, let's see here. No nuts on the list.
That's a component of the world right now, as well as candy bars.
Do you have a particular type of nut?
Almonds.
Almonds. Well, almonds is on the list. Almonds is number four. So, what's coming up on the show this morning? Is it a new episode at 10?
Well, and speaking of facial coverings, my friend from the East Coast and I will be discussing the latest developments.
What's been going on with him?
With, of course, lots of humor, because that's the best medicine.
So what's going on with him as of late?
He's working on his case and kind of following what the governors in Florida and Georgia are doing. There's a lot of controversy with school districts defying what the governors are requiring. But a lot of it is just an update on his case and studies on both sides. And, of course, one can believe the side that he or she feels is right. And so that's most of it. You know, when he and I get to talking, the time goes by very fast, so it'll be a very, very lively show again, and any show with me will certainly have an ample amount of humor.
Well, that's interesting. It'll be interesting to see where his case is and how things are going and where we're headed in this time as we head...
it certainly is a fascinating political study, though not really in a positive light by any means, but hopefully we can learn from it. Certainly I feel I've learned about human nature a lot in the last couple of years, and I guess that's a good thing, but the whole whole situation is far from a positive one. Yeah, plus, the president hasn't been doing very well in the last few days, and his popularity is sinking, so we were kind of touching on that also.
Now, what do you think has caused that?
Well, the Afghanistan situation, is certainly people that like him are not overly pleased with the events, and the buck stops here.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's what he said. The buck stops here. I don't know. Afghanistan is very complicated. I think Russia learned that a long time ago.
Yeah, it's hard to say, and I don't claim expertise, but the guy is not coming across as a good leader, and that's what the president's supposed to do.
You know,
I can't say that Donny Baby was a great leader either, although he had an interesting way of attempting to lead. Just very different from some of the previous presidents.
Well, it'll be interesting how long this will stick in people's minds.
Yeah, I can smell a really good news week, Scott. I mean, the weather's heating up, and so is the news. But
well,
it's a good time to be in the talk radio business, that's for sure.
Well, I would say locally it's going to be an interesting week, and I would also say nationally it's going to be an interesting week because...
We have a microcosm of the national situation right here in Marion.
Yeah, but you know, with that, I don't think that's going to go anywhere. But what I think will be interesting is that the Education Department, the Federal Education Department, is now looking about getting involved in this because a lot of governor's powers have been limited, like our own governor. You know, DeWine came on last week and said, I don't have the power to do this anymore because of the legislature, so he urged the schools to do it, but most seem not to be doing that.
Well, we shall see, won't we?
We'll see. It'll be interesting what the National Education Department does.
Take a look at the studies that Lucas has cited and make up your own decision.
What do you make of the doctors who have come on, what they have said?
Well, it depends what they've said.
Well, I don't think I've had a doctor on yet. We had Dr. Shaw from Marion General. We had a doctor, I'm forgetting his name. I think it was McLeese from the health department. We had Dr. Euline on. Of course, nationally known author and television personality, and they all have kind of fallen the same way when it comes to masks and where we are right now, vaccines.
Well, I disagree with them with respect to the effectiveness of masks. They have some effectiveness. Actually, I believe they're more effective than Lucas believes they are, but it's a minimal effectiveness, and it's greatly counteracted by the problems that they bring. Physical issues and the social and mental issues.
Now, I you know, the question I would have for Lucas would be, and maybe at some point we'll talk again, but with this large spike that is going on now across the country and people in Florida at this particular point, healthcare workers saying that they are getting in trouble with personnel, that the capacity of personnel in hospitals is getting thin. What is causing all this right now?
It's not really a pleasant time to be in the healthcare business. And we have diagnoses that I'm not always in agreement with. The testing doesn't necessarily test for an illness. And it kind of gets back to a change in the mentality that the default human condition is healthy. And it seems like the negativity wants that to be changed to the default human condition is to be sick.
Well, I guess what
we're exposed to the virus every day. I go to the gym, I go to a restaurant, sometimes a bar, and other places. Every day I get exposed, and so do you.
Well, this is true, but I guess what I'm confused...
And that applies to many communicable diseases. But if you don't go out, then you are not getting... You're not developing natural immunity, which is what a healthy person will do. Now, granted, some illnesses are very dangerous, and this mechanism isn't applicable. It also depends upon the person. You know, I've kind of learned a lot about my body during this event. I always try to turn a positive into a negative, and this certainly is a negative course of events. But there are so many differences in the way and the mechanisms of people's bodies.
You know, I guess what I'm... I, and maybe this is what I have been confused about with Lucas since the beginning. Because I know since the beginning, when it has come to kids, young kids, when it has come to people who have oxygen issues, that nobody, even when the mask mandates were in place, forced them to put a mask on. So there always were exemptions in the mask mandate. So I would guess that if you talked to your doctor and your doctor said you had anxiety issues, that you would be exempt. I've never heard of a case where somebody said, I have anxiety and here's the documentation to prove that. And the person said, well, nope, you got to put the mask on anyway.
Well, that's what the airlines are saying, and that's why Lucas is suing them.
Right, but did he have documentation?
The government.
Right, I guess what I'm saying, did he have documentation?
Yes, he did. He did bring that, or he wasn't given enough time because of the ticketing, the time frame between the ticketing and arrival at the airport. And they purposely make, and that's part of the lawsuit, they purposely make that next to impossible.
I don't know. I don't care what...
I'm simplifying it, but it certainly is available.
You know,
everybody has mask anxiety. It's not natural to cover your face.
Well, I mean, a lot of people do it in the winter with scarves.
Scarves are a little different than a mask. There was some similarity. But in the winter where you just talked about how hot it is, and you're right, it's been very hot. And certainly, in addition to being hot, a mask is not natural and a hindrance to general functioning.
Some
similarities, but the time, Scott, the time frame for the documentation wasn't reasonable because of the logistics involved in the ticketing and then arrival at the airport. And again, it's all defeated by the ineffectiveness.
But I mean, if he...
Statistics can be twisted so many different ways.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is if he sees a psychiatrist, which I assume is the person who has diagnosed his mask fear, that this psychiatrist would have that on file, and it would not take much to call. You don't have to see the doctor again to get re-diagnosed. You just call in. You say, I'm going to travel. The doctor knows I have a fear of putting a mask over my face. Can he just write me an excuse, you know?
They've not allowed, as far as I know, anybody to be unmasked and get on a plane.
I don't think somebody with oxygen could wear a mask.
No, well, I mean, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure what the situation is there, because the entire thing is an ADA violation, and he's also suing the president, and the president's not following the laws from his own government. It's a tangled web that's been woven for sure. We also have HIPAA laws that say, well, we don't have to have to provide all this documentation. You have to believe that this actually is the case. Similar to having an assistance animal, and you know, there's been controversy about that. With things, the world wanted to bring a emotional support peacock on, right? Well, that's obviously ridiculous, but. If somebody walks into Walmart with an assistance animal, I don't think we should have to find out exactly, ask that person why you have an assistance animal. You just assume that it is permitted.
Well, like I said,
this isn't a perfect analogy, but there are some similarities because we do have people's privacy. But again, the provision to wear a mask on an airplane is so ridiculous anyway, because it causes more problems than the small amount of problems that it could solve.
Well,
but even if that were not the case, it's still a violation of someone's rights as an American, protected by the laws that we have here.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that, like I said, at this point, I don't care what people do. They can wear a mask, not wear a mask, get vaccinated, not get vaccinated. There is no law that says either one. I mean, you're allowed to do what you want. It's just now whatever business is saying you have to do in their businesses. I mean, I don't think that I can walk into a grocery store, as I've always said, nude. You just can't do that. Now,
it's what you think is reasonable. I agree that you should wear clothes at a grocery store. I don't agree you should wear a mask. But if you want to wear a mask, do it. I'm not going to fault you for that. And I giggle a little bit, but if you want to, go for it. I'm noticing a lot of people are wearing masks in grocery stores and other places more than after the mandate had been lifted.
Right. I guess what I'm confused about,
though, I try not to giggle, but, you know, I'm human, and I'm kind of giggly by nature, so if I do giggle, I'm sorry, but that's how it is, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I guess just the thing to me is that I'm still confused, because certainly here in Ohio, there are no mandates. None. Any mandate that's been put in place has been put in place by a private organization. And I would guess that a private organization has the right to do whatever they would want to do, just like you have the right not to go in there.
A store can make its own dress code.
Right.
It's different from schools, because they are taxpayer supported, and so Governor DeSantis and others saying that the schools will lose funding if they put a mandate in. Well, they are taxpayer supported. They are public schools. Walmart and other stores are private businesses, and if they want to say no mask or no service, then they can do that. They will certainly lose customers and have bad publicity, but that is their business.
But aren't schools, see, this is what I don't understand about the DeSantis argument. Well, of course, schools are funded by taxpayer dollars, but the way schools are set up, they're run by a school board and a superintendent. Superintendent's hired by the school board, and the school board are elected officials, just like a governor is, and their job is to govern that particular school district. So if the school board votes for that, why would, I mean, that we live in a democracy. That's what goes.
That's an interesting point. I don't agree with. Don't agree with that. That's logical, though, as it's not fair, and also it's not consistent with the state's laws.
I just don't understand.
So it is different from it's still not a private business.
No, it's not a private business.
Possibly,
but
the shareholders could vote on it. I mean, but who knows? It could be many things that could cause a retail store to require a mask, just like they might require a suit and tie.
Well, but,
and, of course, you and I can take our business elsewhere.
Right, but, you know, years ago, when schools were having all the shooting issues, a lot of school boards voted to have officers come in the schools, metal detectors put in schools, that you have to stop and sign in the office, that people who pick up students have to be on a pre-ordained list at the beginning of the school year. And I, you know, some school districts do that and some don't. And it was all dependent on what the school board thought was prudent. And I'm just confused on all of a sudden now, why do we have an elected school board? Why do we have a superintendent, all employees in the school hired by that board, if a governor or mayor or whoever else can just override the school board?
Well, that's an interesting concept, but I do agree that considering the overwhelming evidence of issues with masks, that there's a negative effect because the issues that they cause counteract the minimal amount of effectiveness, that it's reasonable for the governor to do that. And there are people who think, well, he's going well over his power, should be arrested. And people who think he's a leader, he's a hero, by not allowing these unjust rules to be put into place, and I'm of that the second line of thinking. But I can understand why somebody might think the first way. A lot of it is your own belief about the effectiveness of masks, and that also is a controversial topic.
Well, it's
and the whole thing, Scott, is a fascinating study in human nature and sociology, and great fodder for talk shows.
Well, that's what the point is. But, you know, like the governor of Texas, who was adamantly against this, you know, now has COVID. And
well, he had a positive test result, and then 3 days later it was negative, and that's a test result. I don't know for sure. I don't believe he had any symptoms. So he didn't. So I mean, I guess you could say he had COVID, but that's actually part of the point, Scott. You got a positive test result, doesn't mean you're sick. We've all been exposed. And we're also saying the test, the different types of tests. Since the cold is the coronavirus, it could also test if you've been exposed to the common cold. What I just read last night, Governor Abbott 3 days later has a negative result. I don't believe he had any symptoms. So I guess you could say he had COVID. And if you call that COVID, that further says that the statistics are way overblown.
Have we seen the governor?
Yes, some people have had a test result and have been very sick or even passed away, and that's very unfortunate. Interesting thing about this disease, I was talking about this with a friend yesterday. It's a friend, he had a rather severe reaction to the vaccine. So we were kind of talking about that. This is a condition where there's all extremes. I mean, pretty much with a cold, I mean, the symptoms are similar. I mean, some people it's obviously more severe than others, but with COVID, some people didn't even know they have it. I mean, we've all been exposed, so for all intents and purposes, we've all had it, and they have no symptoms or very minor. You don't even realize that it was actually this particular condition. And some people, it's very serious, and that includes people that are 25, 30 years old and otherwise very healthy that can have severe symptoms. Although, in general, it is people with comorbidities and people who are older, but there are exceptions. Again, it really is a fascinating study, and as Americans, we decide what we think the best course of action is for ourselves.
Well, I guess what I'm interested to look at is, I know what the numbers are in Crawford County now, and I know that that is not a gigantic county, and they had their Bratwurst Festival, and it was a very big success. And I want to know what these numbers are after.
I would be interested, but not just the numbers, the actual illnesses.
We'll find out,
won't we?
Well, I'm just interested because, you know, I know a lot of people who are getting sick who are not going to the hospital. So the numbers that we see are people who are going to the hospital or getting tested somewhere, because you wouldn't report it if you did the test at home.
Right. Well, that whole matrix is another fascinating study. So we'll see, but it will be intriguing to find out in 2 or 3 weeks what are the statistics in Crawford County. It's not a very big county, and I'm interested in that also.
Well, it's interesting. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's great fodder for talk shows, Scott. And I like to think obviously a very negative situation, but let's use it as an opportunity to learn about human nature, learn about our own bodies, and you can never know too much about
well,
that.
Let me ask you this, because Lucas, I do remember saying that
good show coming up in about an hour and 20,
yeah. I do remember Lucas saying on my show that he had the vaccine, and what's interesting to me about that is I would assume he consulted with his doctor, and that's what, if you believe this is political, if you believe the people making decisions are political, just call your doctor. Why would you not believe, if you don't believe your doctor, then why is that person your doctor?
Some people are not getting the best medical advice, and I guess in my case, just with my own background and what I think I've learned, I think I'm in a situation to do some self-medicating, whatever you want to call it. And I don't know. I imagine he did consult with medical people, and you take a look at both sides. But the vaccine issue and the mask issue, well, they are different. As the vaccine, we take a look at the side effects. What is the amount of effectiveness? And how long does the effectiveness last? And we weigh that. So the mRNA type of vaccine is something new, and I personally think it in most cases does work, and many people it is advisable. But you still have to look at the each column, and always the thing that's always looked at in medicine is how does the cure stack up against the problem.
Well, I, I guess I just, if somebody came down with an illness, I assume they would go see their doctor. And I think that's why people have a doctor. That's why we have such big discussions about healthcare in this country. And with this particular issue, I don't know why people just don't ask their doctor. If they think it's just a political mess, what reason would people's doctors, who are of both political persuasions and come from different states, different countries, all over the world, why would they have a reason to make this up or do no research on it at all?
Well, there's a lot of politics in the medical business, Scott, as you know.
So how do we get any answers? If everything's political, I mean, then I would have to say Lucas is political.
That's a very good question, and that's so good that you talk to people from all sides. And let's hope your listeners can make their own decisions. The people you've had on have had a great influence on my decision, and many of my life decisions, so that's why I like to listen.
Well, I don't. This is just. I think this will be a great sociological study.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Of
and
what?
Again, you like to think you can learn from any experience, and I know I've learned. I mean, this is by far the biggest event ever in my life, and I've seen a lot of events. This is something unimaginable. If you would have told me all this, really, first we have Donald Trump as president. So if you would have told me 10 years ago that Donald Trump will be president, and then toward the end of his administration into the next one, and saying Joe Biden will be president, that wouldn't be much of a surprise because he's a political veteran. So I'll say, okay, well, he's a logical person who could be president. A little old, but certainly has the experience. And at that time, it's changed, but he was enough of a middle-of-the-road person that people would vote for him. Of course, that's very much changed. I would believe that. But to think that there was this well overly politicized disease that's been going on for 18 months and is still going on and goes up and down in terms of it being a news story and how it's affecting society. I would say that's kind of hard to believe. Honestly, I would probably, Scott, have to decide which is harder to believe, Donald Trump being president or the COVID situation.
Well,
I told you 10 years ago both of those things. Which one would you find harder to believe, the COVID situation or Donald Trump being president?
Well, I tend to believe anybody could become president, so I think the COVID thing's interesting. But, you know, Jesse Jackson, who's been on this show, is tested positive for COVID.
Yeah,
he and his
I
wife,
saw that.
And they're both in the hospital right now. And I think about that, and I think, what do they have to gain by releasing that information when it's not a positive thing to release, and people like Melissa Joan Hart this past week, and it just is it's very, very unfortunate.
It's certainly a tenuous situation we have right now, and then we have the Afghanistan issue, which is going to be a developing news story over the next couple of weeks. And I don't know enough about it. I mean, we're aware that there was a battle, but maybe the way it was handled, it just seems like, what Ron Feinman has had to say has been pretty eye-opening. He's saying that he'll be a one-term president, that this will spell the end of any additional victories for Biden. I mean, he'll be over 80, but we're not even talking about that, just the case that this is really... This has caused a lot of, detraction for the Biden presidency. Boy, 9 o'clock already, Scott.
Yeah,
I call
and
give you an answer nuts, and we talk for 30 minutes. Well, it was good talking to you. Have a great day.
Take care, Adam. Bye-bye. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
An interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.